Oh, I just got home about 20 minutes ago. So this is a little rushed. Ricky, all right, somebody can hear me. Ricky had to go to the rat bathroom. I got to get the dogs laying down here so it doesn't sound like reindeer in the background. Simba, of course, took over his bed. Simba's a little mutt. She's 14 years old. She's half the size of my big dog, but she's totally the dominant one. So she whips his ass, takes his bed, takes his food, whatever she wants to do.
Can I hear you?
Yep, everybody can hear me.
They're good?
They're good. I'm just rambling on about the dogs. Did you go pee?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I went pee-pee in a potty all by myself.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
All right, let me get my microphone.
Hey. Right.
Huh?
No.
Oh.
Veritable Virgo, I cut short my Mother's Day trip so I could be here for the fans. That's how goddamn dedicated I am.
Oh, yeah, we're recording already, aren't we?
Yeah.
Okay, you ready to get started?
Yes, sir.
Let's check stuff out here.
Mm-hmm.
All righty, here we go.
You wanted racist, you got racist.
Howdy, folks. Welcome back to the White Power Hour.
Once you go black, you go running back.
Now, here are them good old boys. Ricky.
Do you like Asians?
Ew. And Gray and Wizard Julian.
Why does every time somebody describes themselves as a black male, it just sounds like a crime to me? Once you go black, you dial 911 to get your wallet back. Wake up, America. If you vote for anybody on the left in the 2010 elections, we will lose America.
I don't care what they say. Them boys ain't queer.
Why's it gotta be black?
You know why.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 284. Today is May 9th.
Mother's Day.
Yes, happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Did you call your mother today?
Is it coming out here?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Did you call your mother today?
I have not called her. I messaged her on Facebook and I text messaged her.
Oh, well.
I might call her later.
Yay for technology.
Right.
I went up to my...
How dare me have to speak to you?
I went up to my mom's house yesterday afternoon and just got back 20 minutes ago. So I could be here for the fans.
For the fans. Mm-hmm. You cut that love that you have for your mom off.
I love my mother... Well, both my parents dearly, but I cannot stand the place they live. It's like North Florida, and it's a little shithole town, and it's all woods and blah, and no. I like the city, y'all.
I like the big city of Lincoln, y'all.
Compared to where they live,
Lincoln's... Is it like Polk City?
Worse. Because it's...
Worse than Polk City?
Yeah. Because there's nothing around. At least in 10 minutes, you can be in Lakeland from Polk City.
Yeah.
You have to drive like half an hour to get to a Walmart.
Oh, fuck. That's just...
Yeah.
That reminds me of home.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it one bit.
What's the town they're in?
It's called Keystone Heights.
Keystone Heights. Hmm. Sounds fancy.
No, it's not.
Oh, well, we were trying to rush and get this... started because I was helping Cassie with her stuff.
I think we did pretty damn good, actually.
That was pretty fast.
As long as this actually records.
If not, oh well.
Yeah, because it'll just be for the live people.
Right. Let's see. I hope you guys enjoyed your special or your added...
I wanted to say something. Say something about that.
Yeah.
I was not happy with the name you chose for that episode.
Well, what was I supposed to call it?
Something other than Julian loves his shower farts. Really? That's the best you could come up with?
I thought we'd get more downloads that way. Sometimes you have to risk your own name to get downloads.
Yeah, well, next time we risk a name, it's going to be yours.
I don't fart in showers.
Ricky
loud enough for other people.
Ricky loves the fisting, or Ricky does the water sports and scat.
That's just ridiculous. Okay, scat compared to a like fart in the shower.
Like you've never peed in the shower.
No, I've peed in the shower. But...
Okay, Ricky does the water sports in the shower.
Okay. That'll be the name of this episode.
Uh-huh.
Write it down. Here, write it down, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You do it, girl.
But you know how
that makes you feel better, I'll do it.
How I will post links to the show on my Facebook page. Right. I'm not posting a link to that on...
You want me to write it on your wall for you?
No, I have family that I am not going to berate myself like that to. You know I do a lot for this show, but...
Well, what if they decide to listen? They're going to hear it anyway. What's the difference? Well,
because it's not in the show title. I don't know why it matters to me, but I read that and I'm like, that's just wrong.
I saw you on Twitter this morning. I really don't appreciate that title of that last show.
No, I didn't. Especially when I'm up in Hooterville.
You should have been here, I guess.
Oh, my God.
So, you know what? I've been in some titles that aren't so nice, too.
I know. But so what else is going on? I haven't seen you since yesterday morning.
Sorry, I'm really thirsty.
When you were going to salsa dancing, right?
Yeah, I went salsa dancing for a little bit. Okay. This is what I have to say about Latina women.
Oh, okay.
Because this is at a club where every day they have a different, or every night they have a different
genre. So it's
genre,
not always Latin.
Right. Like the next day, I think, is hip hop and then whatever. They probably have country square line dancing or something.
You mean the blacks?
I said hip hop.
And
there are white people that like
hip-hop. I said the blacks. And then country night, it's the white
rednecks.
Yeah.
From like Plant City.
Right.
I think. Some Latinas suffer from body dysmorphic syndrome.
Let me translate this. They think their bodies look better than they actually do?
Yes.
Okay.
So sometimes they may wear something that's not really flattering to their body.
Gotcha.
But they don't care, and they just flaunt it anyway.
I can see up until a certain point to be proud of your body, mm-hmm. but don't be... Go over
offending
the top.
Other people.
Yeah, don't go over the top and like let all your fat hang out. But there's right. nothing wrong with if you're a bigger girl,
mm-hmm.
you know, being okay with your body and dressing appropriately.
Right.
But to let all like 87 rolls hang out, it's not pretty.
And I'm really bad about that. Like I'll put something on. Ricky creams the shower. Anyway. Like, when I put anything on, I'm like, Julian, is this too tight? What's going on with this?
Well,
and he's like, no, it's not too tight.
You always look pretty decent when mm-hmm. when you go out, but I have to admit, you will lounge around in the house with shirts
oh,
that
yeah.
let your belly hang out.
Well, it probably doesn't hang out so much now, but
well, not before. As not as much, but yesterday you were lounging with your button-down shirt open.
No, that was Friday night.
Was that Friday night?
Yeah, because I didn't want to sweat before I went out.
Oh, that's right. And I'm like, really? This is how we lounge around the house now?
I know. And Connor was like, you go, girl. I'm like, what? It's my chest.
With your three hairs.
I have plenty of hair, like, right here. I have a happy trail. That's all that matters.
Three. Wait, one here, between your nips, and one
at my belly button.
Yes.
Whatever. I didn't even know you paid that much attention.
Well, you've been shirtless around me enough times that...
Right. And, well, I wore my boxer shorts, but I'd never go naked.
No.
Because we don't ever do
well,
that.
Well, it's like a sister thing.
That's inappropriate.
I mean, you can...
Well, you can look at your sister's boobs, but it's just
well,
not...
women do that kind of thing. Yeah.
I just...
Does my one titty look bigger than the other? Here, feel.
Right. It was... and girls do like the weirdest things. Like they don't mind looking at each other's vaginas. Like, oh, you know, there's some. Oh, you know, can you look at my vagina? I think there's something wrong with it.
Here, put the Vagisil right. testing kit stick in there.
Here, I have it for you. I'll hold up the paper for you.
Gotta love the vajayjay. Oh, not so much.
So then Friday night afterwards, we went to go see Iron Man 2.
How was Brandon. That?
It was very good, uh-huh. although.
Although
issues
with
the movie was supposed to start 11:15, but the projector was fucked up, so it didn't start until 11:50. So we were in Brandon, so that means I didn't almost get home till almost 3 in the morning.
Did you? Yeah, I heard you come in at 3 in the morning. because I remember picking up the phone and looking, oh, it's 3 a.m. And then I went back to bed.
But I wasn't loud. Was I loud?
No, you weren't loud, but I remember hearing the door shut and just out of curiosity as to what time you got
you're
in.
You're like,
So did you go to like the $2 theater that had ghetto projectors that didn't work?
No, we went to the AMC Regency 20.
Oh.
I don't know what the deal was, but the guy that was sitting next to us was, this is another thing about the movies. Just in a second, though. The guy next to us, he was like, this happened last night. That's why I'm here tonight. And I was like, ooh.
Okay. Why the fuck would you go back to the same theater?
Well, I guess they gave him a rain check because it didn't even start working.
Okay, that makes sense.
So they would send them all home, which I would have been fucking pissed because I live in goddamn Lakeland.
Angry.
I would have been like, you're giving me my money back so I can go over to the Cobb Theater and watch
it. Yeah, no doubt.
But this is the thing why I hate hate going to see comic book movies in a movie theater.
Uh-huh.
Because let's just give an example of the person that was sitting behind me. 35, maybe 42.
Okay.
Had dad shorts on.
Those
button-up shirt.
Bike just brand
right
shorts.
Above. Like yeah, just
PE coat shorts.
Kind of like those, but just above the knee. You know, I don't like that.
Right.
Anywhere from the age of 35 to 42, probably has never been with a woman and only masturbates to comic books. And the whole time...
has Star Trek posters all over his wall.
Probably. And yeah. He had hair. His hairline started here, but he had long hair.
Right.
Kind of like the guy that smashes the pump or the watermelons. Gallagher. What's his name?
Gallagher.
Gallagher.
Yeah.
And then sits there all through the movie and doesn't wait to talk to his friends about it. But he discusses what they're doing wrong in the movie compared to the comic book.
Oh, Jesus H. Christ.
Yeah.
And he talked like this, so he was, like, really, like, fucking nerdy, you know?
Nice. And I was like, oh, my God. But he wasn't the only one. There was, like, seven of them.
Totally reminds me of the comic book guy from The Simpsons. Worst episode ever, which could pretty much describe most of our shows.
Right. But that was aggravating as shit. And he was just being really, like, he was saying all these dorky sayings, like, before the movie. Like, every time the projector would come up and it would start showing a preview, it would go down again.
Yeah.
And then he would, like, quote some, like, Star Trek shit or something. God. And I'm like, really, dude, if you don't shut the fuck up, this drink's going in your face.
What captain was better, Captain Kirk or Captain Picard? Somebody in the chat room said Aniko needs socks.
He does.
Apparently they can hear him in the background.
You could hear it in the last episode too.
Ugh.
Right when we started.
Ani, I'm glad you're laying down now, buddy.
Yeah, for real. So, we saw that. I get home till about 3 a.m. And then I got my ass up at 8:30 and drove up to Apopka to go to the Springs.
Oh, that's right.
So, which was fun. It's really nice. It's a natural spring. It comes from the water aquifer, you know,
which
through the caves.
Normally is where springs come from.
Right. Well, in Virginia, they come from mountains. I mean, the springs come from mountains.
Yeah. Well,
so, okay.
Which is where springs come from in Florida.
Right. So it's a natural spring and they have like a park and you can like cook out and stuff. And there's no alcoholic beverages allowed, which really dampens the whole thing. But you know, they don't inspect your car when you go in, so we had, like, some bottles of wine and some beer, and we had a watermelon that was soaked in Everclear.
Oh, yeah, I saw your post on Facebook that said...
Out instead of hour.
Out! Everclear-soaked watermelon! Like, out, damn spot, out!
So, we thought we were in the clear because we had, you know, we were pouring our cups inside the picnic basket, and, you know, you couldn't see any containers.
But?
No.
You got
Once
busted?
The park is full, they start going around through all the sites and looking for alcohol.
Are you serious?
Yes. So we had to... I think they originally wanted us to leave because they said we had 10 minutes to pack up.
Oh, shit.
So what we did was... And we only told them we had one car. We didn't tell them we all came in multiple cars. So we kept the watermelon because they had no idea that it had Everclear in it.
Mm-hmm.
But... everything else we packed up in the car and we just moved the car to a different spot and then went down to the springs and they had no idea. It's so stupid. Which, I mean, come on now.
Why can't you have alcohol?
Right.
Really?
It's just stupid.
That's
but
just
the watermelon with Everclear, ugh.
Ignite.
It is ignite. That's when people have more that's when people have a better time, is when they got a little buzz on and they're floating down the spring, which is really nice because the water is like super clear.
Yeah.
And you can like see the fish. And I mean, it's really fucking nice. I was surprised. And it was only $3 to get in.
You see any gators?
No. Because they, I guess you can see them if you go in the area that's not patrolled by the park.
Right.
You can keep floating.
Yeah.
But they said snakes and stuff. No, I don't do snakes. No. If anything, I would rather confront an alligator than a snake because I just feel
fucking
water moccasins.
Snakes. And moccasins are aggressive and they will come after you.
And not just one, usually. There's like five or six of them together. But the water, I mean, which, apparently you could drink it if you wanted to. But
not going too far off the subject, but. Uh-huh. I see people swimming and water skiing in Lake Hollingsworth all the time.
No.
There's a reason why the college on that lake is, their teams are called the Moccasins, because that fucking lake is full of them.
Right. Yeah. And you would not see me in there.
Yeah.
Ever. The only reason I was in this water is because it's crystal clear. It's maybe three feet deep.
Spring waters are usually pretty safe.
Right. And it's too cold usually for like snakes.
They don't like that shit.
But they said sometimes there will be an alligator.
The further you go from it, the warmer it starts warming up, and you'll see more wildlife.
But it's really nice. There's a spring, and it goes through the forest. And then at the end, there's a big pool where it empties out, and then you can keep going where it's not patrolled.
Cool.
But I liked it there because there was a lot of candy. Eye candy,
huh?
And
with their shirts off?
Oh, with their shirts off and their dicks are flip-flopping in their pants. I was like, oh my God. Fuck yeah.
And you took pictures, right?
No. I didn't have a camera because I didn't want, you can't take anything down to the spring with you, really. So I kept everything. But there was some hot men there. Mm. You would have really liked it because there was a bunch of country white boys.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of Latinos,
you know, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of Latinos there, too.
Which you liked.
Mm-hmm. There was this one guy, I think he was speaking French, so he must be from France. But he was all tatted up.
I do not use the deodorant.
I would have licked his whole body, even if he didn't use deodorant, because he was that fucking hot.
You are dirty.
And it was really weird, because he was with a black French woman, and he was white, French.
But. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
But I had fun, and I can't wait. I want to do it again, but I want to go down to the one... Is it Lithia Springs? That's closer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to go down there, but the weird thing is that they close the park after a certain amount of people are in there.
Hmm.
And you can't leave. If you leave, you can't come back in unless the park's, available. You know,
different.
But Lithia Springs is like that, too.
Yeah, it's not that far. It's down in the Valrico area.
Oh, yeah. That's like 20, 30 minutes, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, this was an hour and a half almost.
Oh, God.
But it was worth it. I had fun.
Cool.
And then...
What'd you do last night? Or who'd you do last night?
I didn't do anyone last night.
You didn't have any gentleman callers?
Mm-mm.
No?
I came home and did laundry and got the DVR down to like 40%.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it for me. And then...
Speaking of DVD players and electronics, my dad asked me last night, he's like, could you hook up this DVD player while you're here? He's like, I keep wanting you to get you to do it the last few times you've been here, but I always forget to ask you. I'm like, yeah, sure. So I go to do it and it's hooked up.
They just had to turn it on?
All you had to do was press the source button on the TV. I'm like,
oh, Dad.
I'm like, Dad, just press this button, and it'll work. He's like, oh, okay. Can you show me how to use this one in the bedroom too?
That's like every time I go home, I'm the computer person for my sister and my mom.
And they're like, you're so good with electronics. I'm like, no, you ought to see me use the PS3 at home.
You're doing well with that.
I'm getting better.
And you're using the the Netflix disc in there, too.
Yes,
that's pretty good.
I'm getting better. But they think I'm like some computer whiz, and I'm totally not.
Well, you know, you got one of them highfalutin shows on the internet.
On the one of them intercast audio shows?
Yeah, that you have to have an iPod for, and I just can't use an iPod.
I know.
So.
What's a podcast?
How long have we been recording?
We have been going for 20 minutes. So... Yeah, that was quite the
right
interesting thing. My dad, bless his heart, talks and talks and talks.
And I've witnessed this on the phone.
And talks and talks and talks. And even while you're like trying to watch TV, he talks and comments and talks and comments about what's going on the screen and talks and asks questions. And so you can't pay attention to what's going on TV. Right. And you can't have any other conversation. And you can't get a word in edgewise because he's always talking. And I look over at my mom and just like, I know.
Is it like crazy stuff that he's talking about or just...
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, speak of the devil, it's my mother calling.
You should put her on speakerphone.
Let me answer this here. Hello?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm okay. Thank you for calling me. I was out there trying to help him find that wasp nest, and... Oh, we haven't found anything yet, so.
Well, Mom, you're live on the air right now since we're recording.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, I've got to go now.
Well.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Julian.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yay, Julian's mom made an appearance. Should we call my mom live on the air?
On Mother's Day.
Should we call my mom?
We might be. Oh, yeah, because your mom's extra country. What the hell was I talking about?
Fuck.
We're old and can't remember shit.
You were talking about your dad talking forever.
Oh, then... yeah. So, what the hell was I going to say? I knew I was going somewhere with this.
I don't know if I should call my mom.
Okay. Why? Because you can't get off the phone with her when you call?
Well, I'll tell her, right, that she's on the show, but I don't know if she'll be like, we'll call her real quick.
Okay. Oh, I know what I was going to say. When my mom and dad are like in the same room together, they constantly bicker too, and it's really annoying. Mama ain't gonna answer the phone, is she?
Doesn't sound like it. Wow. We'll call my sister.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated...
my mom doesn't love me. Should we call... No, I'm not calling my sister.
Womp. Okay. Poor Ricky.
My mom hates me.
Veritable Virgo said the lines to the trailer parker down.
Oh. No, my mom is not listening. No. She's not that high tech.
And neither is mine.
Oh, we have scratch off tickets. Hear that?
Hear that? Hey, it's Mother's Day. What better way to celebrate
than
Mother's
scratching
Day?
Off tickets.
No, than to have my mom on.
That's very true. The air. I wish my mom called me sometimes.
Oh.
We have a phone call. You want to listen to it?
Oh, I guess.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
I'm loud. It's kind of loud, but I didn't feel like going like this.
Yeah, you're fucking lazy.
All right, I don't know if we played this, but we'll go. Maybe.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy fourth anniversary to you. Happy anniversary, Ginger Bear and Albino. Happy anniversary to you. Hi, guys, this is Tara. Just wanted to say hi and happy anniversary.
Aww. Oh, it's Tara from Michigan.
Well, thanks,
aww,
Tara.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, and we love you.
I think she called last week, but I don't think it made it in time for the show. Okay. So.
Well, that was a very nice voicemail.
Yes, we loved it. Ooh, roast beef and turkey and provolone on 5 whole wheat bread or something like that.
I got made fun of.
Why?
By BFO.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Briefly.
Mm-hmm.
So I called in and pointed out a couple of things.
Oh, I still might have it so we can read the
A couple of things
about.
He did wrong, like saying New Orleans was a state, Sin City, or New Orleans was also Sin City, and that parking would be $12 at the Gay Days.
Mm-hmm.
So I called in and corrected those things, and apparently I crossbred clear up with clarify
and said clarify,
and it came out as clarify. So I got the prices right.
Here, let's play it for a second.
Yeah. That scares me.
All the burping makes people think it's the BFO, so they turn off after 20 minutes.
That's not the right show. It's the one before
I
that.
I can't help it. It's Code Zero.
Yep. About 8 minutes in.
Maybe if we really want to run them off, we'll scratch tick, scratch off scratch for off 5 wait. Minutes. And
that's the same goddamn one. It's about 8 minutes in.
Into yeah, but doesn't he break in? Here it is.
Oh. The soldiers. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that's before that.
Proximity desk. Today we have an exclusive phone call from Julian.
And then you said it's 8 minutes in?
I think so.
For the Queen's death. So I've not.
Overcome with anticipation.
That's a little bit before that.
He will get us, y'all, y'all, and I shouldn't point out his.
Keep going back.
He knows.
Keep going back.
Yes, Big Friday's been adamant, y'all.
Adult beverages. No, it will not be. New Orleans.
Bad thing, you.
Hi, Big Friday. This is Julian from Foul Monkeys. I just wanted to point out a couple of things and clarify a couple of things about our podcaster dinner and a couple other things. One, New Orleans is not a steak. Two, Sin City is Las Vegas. And three, as long as you spend $50 at the dinner, your parking will be free. No, it will not be $12. It will be free as long as you spend $50, which I'm sure with a dinner and a couple of adult beverages, you'll have no problem breaking that amount. Love you, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, ooh. Y'all, that is Julian, and he is from the Ginger Bear and Albino Show. You can get to it over at the BFO by clicking on Big Ricky. And y'all, he has been adamant, y'all, about not appearing on other podcasts. And y'all, this is an exclusive. That Team Julian has broken his self-imposed silence.
What?
That's not true.
It's not true.
You've called another podcast before.
I did.
Yes. Sorry, Big Fatty. Not that exclusive, but okay.
Well, actually, my embargo is actually not so much calling other mm-hmm. podcasts, but...
Like being interviewed or being on a show.
Yeah, being a guest.
Oh, okay.
Star.
Guest star,
yeah,
as some other podcasts have been calling it lately.
Yes, guest star.
Yes, Big Friday, the self-imposed silence. Y'all, he has broken it, and he has called the BFO because, y'all, he knows where his butter is breaded. And y'all, that's all very good news. However, did you hear Julian say that he wanted to clarify something? Listen again to this.
I just wanted to point out a couple of things and clarify a couple of things about.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that Joan, she will get us, y'all, and I shouldn't point out his errors like he did in the phone call to the BFO, but y'all, I know he was overcome with anticipation and excitement about calling the BFO. Yes, Big Friday, I'm sure.
Okay.
So, yeah, Big Fatty likes to talk about us every now and then.
Well, that's
but
okay.
That's because we talk about him.
Well, turnabout is fair play
mm-hmm.
because I called in and made fun of him for a couple of miscues he had.
Right.
So it's only fair that he makes fun of mine.
We're not making fun of Big Fatty Guru Nudy. We're laughing with Big Fatty.
Well, of course we are. We are fans of Big Fatty.
He makes fun of his own self.
Oh, Big Fatty, no one gives a shit.
Fuck it up again. My goodness. I think we are almost
are we done
to
with
30
this one?
Minutes as soon as the goddamn thing scrolls around here. We're at 30:01.
Oh, yeah, so we'll quit this and we'll...
So we'll don't continue. Don't go anywhere if you're in the room.
Don't go anywhere. All four people.
No, there's more than that. So we're out of here for the first half hour and for episode 284.
Yes, this is 284.
So this is Julian. Oh, we need to do our... Yeah. Oh, shit.
Damn. If you want to call us, give us a call at 206-984-3685 or 863-666-0377. That number I just gave you guys, you can text message that number too, and I can text you back.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or... jcmarple@gmail.com. I'm
we're not on our A game this today.
It's okay, but
Send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802. And if you send us something to there, please let us know so we know to go check it.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at JC Marple.
And you can follow me on Twitter under Foul Monkeys, and you can find me on Facebook under Ricky Burton. So sorry.
That's okay.
Guess that's it, right?
For the first half hour.
Leave us reviews
on iTunes. 5-star.
Details about gay or Pride 48. Coming up soon, I'm sure. So make sure you listen to that. Block off the last weekend of June so you can listen to some awesome podcasts.
That's right.
And I think that's about it.
All right. This is Julian.
And this is Ricky. We'll see you later. Peace. Bye.